You played for Marty Schottenheimer.
Yep.
And you and one of the, I think one of the years you were with the Chiefs, you guys were like 13-3.
Yep. We're 13-3. I led the league in interceptions that year.
How many did you have?
Eight.
Okay.
Eight. Three touchdowns.
I saw that you had 274 return yards.
So still a record in Kansas City.
Is that right?
Yeah. I broke Emmitt Thomas's record.
I'm glad you know that.
And he actually he was my defensive coordinator in Philly. Awesome. So, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. So that's kind of what I hang my hat on. But in Kansas City, we're 13-3, man. We were rolling. And Marty Schottenheimer, you go from – you talk about coaches that's involved.
Yeah.
Marty was hands-on. He was involved from top to bottom, from Mr. Hunt to Marty. Used to come inside our meeting rooms and help us out and give us tips and help us out as much as we can. Like I said, man, I played for some really, really good coaches. Ray Rhodes and Marty Schottenheimer, I would say probably two of the best coaches I had a relationship with, because they were tough and they were hard-nosed. And everybody know if you play for Marty, he doesn't take any bull crap. And, you know, we appreciated that as players. And he drove us, and it took us to 13-3. We didn't get as far as we thought we were going to get. But as far as a man and coaching compared to your guy in with the Jets, it was like night and day.
We should throw in the quarterbacks for the Chiefs. I mean, you guys went 13-3, and it was Elvis Gerback
and
Rich Gannon.
I mean,
13-3?
See, you brought up that. That's a really sore subject. If people in Kansas City are listening, they're probably going to call in and be like, do not mention Elvis Gerback. You know, I think he got hurt in like week three or something like that. He broke his collarbone, and Rich Gannon came in, and I think we were like 9 or 10 straight. And then we had home field advantage. We split with the Broncos, and Broncos beat I forgot who they beat in the wild card, and they came to our house. We're like, man, we got a really good shot. And that week, Marty comes into a meeting and said, hey, we got some news and we got some changes. And we're like, changes? He said, we're going to go with Elvis Gerba. Oh, man. Marcus. Yeah.
And you guys scored 10 points.
Oh, man.
You lost 14-10.
Man, Marcus Allen got up in that meeting and let it rip. I was the most upset I ever seen Marcus. And Marcus, if you know Marcus, he's a cool, chill guy. And he got up and he was using a lot of MFs.
Really?
And, you know, everybody.
And then Schottenheimer's there.
Schottenheimer's there.
He didn't leave the room.
Elvis is. Everybody was in there.
And the quarterbacks were there, too.
Everybody was in there.
Ooh.
But what are you going to say to Marcus? What are you going to tell Marcus? You don't know what you're talking about? Like, and everybody's like, man. And everybody was like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, we're rolling with Rich. Like, Rich is our guy. Everybody know, and I honestly believe it in my heart, if we have Rich Gannon, we go on to win the Super Bowl. I really believe that, because we beat Pittsburgh. We just smashed them. We matched up really well against the Green Bay Packers, and Rich was just on freaking fire. And like I said, man, we were just on a whole different level.
So how do you explain that when you're Marty? I'm curious. You walk into the room, you say, hey, I got some news. I know y'all are rolling right now, and we're going to make a switch. Like, how do you explain that?
He just came out and said it like that, and it was just like, you know, people had so much respect for Marty. You didn't want to obviously challenge his authority because he's the head coach. But Marcus was like our senior leader. He was like the guy in the locker room. If anything goes wrong, everybody goes to Marcus and be like, yo, he's like the godfather. And, you know, he really let it rip, man. And I think it really carried over to the game, because it was a really, really good game. It was a tight game. We were like, it was a freaking battle. But we just didn't really have confidence in Elvis. He's like, dude, you haven't thrown a ball in a competition in like 8-9 weeks. These are Denver Broncos. You're going against John Elway. Like, it was like apples and oranges, man. We were freaking pissed, man. I remember one of our offensive linemen after the game, he was so pissed. He went from the field to his truck and didn't even take off his uniform.
Oh,
he went
wow.
straight home. He went straight home. And that was the first time second time I actually cried after a game, because I was – it's like, man, I finally got to a place that I'm going to have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And then when we didn't win, man, that really freaking crushed us, man.